So if say we were disappointed in a relationship, even devastated by that, and then we curse the other person who abandoned us, and then if we are facing problems now, are they reaction to the karma of our cursing them? See, there we shouldn't be. The purpose of the law of karma is not to make us paranoid. It's simply to make us more cautious in our choices. That means that if something bad happens to us, we don't have to go into too much of speculation. Now, is this a reaction to that? Is that a reaction to that? What we should focus on is, okay, am I making wise choices now? Because that way, we will never be able to know. So for example, I'm walking along, I slip and fall. I slip and fall because somebody had spilled water, and that was because that spilling of water was because of past karma. Was it because I was just careless, I did not look where I was walking? Or was it that person was careless and they spilled the water? Well, if I start analyzing too much about why something is happening, we can paralyze ourselves by that. So we can focus primarily on what we are doing. Am I making wise choices? If I keep that as my focus, then ultimately whatever karma has been done in the past. We can't change that. What we can do is make wise choices now, create positive karmic credits now. So if we keep that as our priority, then we will make sure that we are doing the best for ourselves. And ultimately, even if things turn out to be wrong, whatever wise choices we have made, they may not bring the results immediately, but they will bring the results eventually. So that's the first point. Okay. Our second point is that regarding our having cursed others, see, cursing is usually verbal or mental. Yeah. It's not that serious a bad karma. Even if we, in times of anger, we may speak many things which we would not norm, which we would never do actually in real life. Mm-hmm. Nor would we really want it to happen to someone else. At that time, just it's an expression of anger. Mm-hmm. And in general, law of karma, if you see, what if you do something physically, that's more serious. If you do something mentally or privately, it's not that serious. In Kali Yuga, crimes that are wrongdoings that are doing mentally, they are not considered culpable for reaction. So I would say that it is just anger which went out at that time, frustration that went out at that time. You don't have to carry a hangover of guilt for so long as we are not actively doing something to hurt the other person. We just want to go on with our life. So see that all that happened at that time was just all of us, sometimes we go through bad phases in our life, sometimes good phases. That is a bad phase. So don't prolong that bad phase by thinking about it. That's a chapter which is closed in your life now. Once it's closed, move on, and now a new chapter can open in your life. As far as the karma part, it is, I wouldn't say it's a very serious thing. Okay. It's not that because we desired bad on them, if we actually go and hurt somebody else, then it's a different issue. But we're not doing that. Just uttering something, that's simply out of frustration or fury, whatever. That's not considered very serious. Just focus on knowing that, okay, we all have certain karmic baggage because of which sometimes we may do good things and still good results may not come out.
Okay.
But whatever that is, that phase is not permanent. That, okay, right now, if I am doing good and not getting good result, that means I am going through some bad karma phase because of which the results are not manifesting for my actions. But over a period of time, that bad karma phase will end. And when I am doing good actions, the good results will come. So we see life more positively by understanding ourselves as spiritual. Because we understand that if I think my actions alone are the cause of results, then failure becomes not just an event, it becomes a person. I am a failure because I could not do this. But I understand that I did my part, but still this result did not come because there's some karmic complication involved over there. But if I keep doing my part, eventually results will come. So in fact, the knowledge of karma can empower us. Even when we face failures, you see, the failure is simply an event in my life. Sometimes factors beyond my control may work against me and cause me to fail. But still, I have the opportunity to work positively and eventually success will come. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare. Take care.
Hare Krishna.